Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing
Hello.
today?
Can you hear? I'm doing fine.
It's good to hear. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, and did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Right. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup? Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Was this for a loved one or for yourself?
Myself.
And when were you diagnosed?
Was January 2021.
January 2021. Okay. And do you know the subtype by chance? Was it a B cell lymphoma, a T cell lymphoma?
So,
The
yourself.
diffuse large B cell?
Yes.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
What was 53.
How old?
53.
Oh, okay. All right. And then for the Roundup, were you spraying this at home? Was it for work or both?
Residential.
Was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No.
Okay. And then can I get that home address where you were spraying it?
1624 North 7th Street, Fort Wainami, California, 93041.
And is this your current home address?
Yes.
Okay. And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
Since 2012 through 2019, so 7 years.
7 years. And have you
Seven years.
sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
I've spent for more than 40 hours. Whatever that adds up to.
Okay. Well, would you say at least 10 days or more throughout your lifetime you sprayed Roundup?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone, really.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
All right. And then I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if it applies to you, okay?
Okay.
Right. Organ transplant or HIV/AIDS,
Nope.
autoimmune disease or hepatitis B, hepatitis C or Epstein-Barr, diabetes, arthritis, or lupus,
Nope.
any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's? All right. And then can you spell your first and last name for me?
First name's Thomas, Thomas. Last name is Oretta, Oretta.
Thank you. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm male.
Are you married?
No.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
5/26/1968.
Thank you. And your social?
551-13-8322.
Thank you. And then how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
I saw the ads on the internet and TV.
Was that recent when you saw it?
Recent? No.
Do you remember what year that was when you saw the ad?
Probably 2020, maybe 2021. 2020, probably.
2020?
Or 19, around there, 20 or 19.
Okay.
It was a while.
Right. And then what is your height and weight?
My height is 5'8". My weight is 219, 220.
And then is this your main cell phone number, the 805-843-2374?
Yes, it is.
And what is your email address?
It's Thomas Olretta, 805@gmail.com. My first and last name, 805.
Thank you. And then how many times per month would you say you were spraying Roundup for?
Let's say once every 2 months.
So once a month?
Once every 3 months. Once every 3 months, 3 to 4 gallons.
Okay. And then did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
And you said you started spraying, it was 2012 and you stopped in 2019?
Correct.
Did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
Gloves.
Okay. And what states were you using the Roundup in?
California.
California. And if you just had to estimate the number of times you sprayed it throughout your lifetime, what would you say? It could be over 20, less than 20.
Over 20.
Over 20. And do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
Mix.
Premix. And where were you purchasing it from?
Home Depot in Oxnard.
Home Depot. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles by chance?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's okay. And have you ever smoked?
No.
No. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
What is your current job title?
Area manager.
A manager?
Area manager.
Oh, area manager. And your current employer?
Jeff and Tony's. DSD.
Okay, and then your employer address.
Ooh, let me see if I can find it here. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay, it's 211 West Orange Grove Avenue in Burbank, California, 91502.
Okay, thank you. And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes.
How long would you say?
About 9 days.
9 days. And have you ever been in the military?
Yes.
Okay, what branch?
Army National Guard.
National Guard. And what were your dates of service?
Oh, wow. 1992 to... Sorry, 91. 91 to...
to 2005, 2006. Okay. And what type of discharge did you receive?
Honorable.
Right. Were you ever stationed at Thule Army Depot or Camp Lejeune?
No.
And do you receive VA benefits?
No.
Okay. And do you know your Veterans Administration number?
No, not off the top of my head.
Okay. And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No.
And other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Nope.
Okay. And do you have medical records that could show your diagnosis?
The hospital, I believe, has those.
Okay. And what is that hospital's name?
Los Robles Regional Medical Center in Thousand Oaks.
Thousand Oaks. The one on 215 West Jans Road?
Jans Road, yeah.
All right, thank you. And then do you remember your physician's name?
Yeah, Dr. Harry Manco, oncologist.
Harry Manco, M-E-N-C-O?
Yes.
All right. And when was the last time you were treated?
Oh, I couldn't remember the date.
Or just the year?
2021.
And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
Negatively.
Would you say some mental and physical hardships?
Yeah, you could say that, I guess.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive? Was it chemo, radiation, surgery?
Both. Radiation, chemo.
Okay. And then your current home address was the 1624 North 7th Street?
Correct.
All right. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you or we can't get a hold of you. Would you like to provide one?
Okay. Yeah. 805-673-2293.
And does this person live with you?
Yes.
Right. And what is your relationship to this person?
She's my fiance.
Oh. Okay. And can I get her first and last name?
Crystal. C-R-I-S-T-A-L. Last name is Juarez. J-U-A-R-E-Z.
All right. And have you used DocuSign before?
Not sure.
Okay. Well, I'm going to send over... I'm going to send over the documents right now. You should receive it as a text link and an email link, whichever one's easier for you to open up.
Okay.
And then if you had any questions, I can help walk you through that.
Okay. You would do that now?
Yes.
Oh. Please review and act on these documents. Please sign. I agree?
Yes.
Okay, I click finish.
Okay, I just received it. And then I'm also going to send you another text from my direct line, just in case you had any questions at all throughout this.
Okay.
So the attorney should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps. But if you did have any questions at all, you have my number, and I gave you theirs as well if you do miss their call.
Okay.
All right. And then did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
No, I don't. Not at the moment.
All right. Well, then thank you so much for your time. If you do think of anything or need assistance, you can always reach back out to me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Do I have to do anything more with the app or with the online thing? Or?
No, that's all.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You too.